David Drucker. We've had David on the program before. He is a reporter for Roll Call. David, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well. Interesting. The race for 2012 is on. The GOP landscape will get a little bit more muddied as another candidate is set to throw his hat in the ring.
Well, it could. John Huntsman will be a formal candidate next week, and Rick Perry's thinking about it. And I think the race is, you know, sort of finally pretty well underway.
Do we have any sense yet if Sarah Palin's going to get into this?
I don't think we really know. I've leaned against all along that she would get in. Clearly, in the past couple of weeks, she's made it look as though she's interested in running. And I think really we're all guessing. I'm supposed to have more insight for you, but I really have a hard time figuring her out. I tend to lean against it, like I said, but clearly she's made sure that we all know that she can do it if she wants and that she might be interested.
There's less than a year before the Iowa caucuses, but it still seems like this is very early in the game. Is it, in your opinion?
Yes, it's very early. I don't think we can make any predictions or decisions based on where things are right now. I think it's a wide-open race, at least for the front runners at the top. And the polling that you see today, to me, is you know, could be indicative of where things stand once people start thinking about actually voting. But I wouldn't take that to the bank, because oftentimes, this early, it's all about name ID and familiarity. And after a campaign, where people are now more familiar with all of the candidates, they start to consider, you know, how they're going to vote in a much different way.
We had a debate, and in that debate, each of the candidates chose to attack President Barack Obama as opposed to each other and each other's policies. What did you think about that?
I thought it was smart. You know, I think a debate like this with seven people on the stage, you're not really going to be able to get into a productive fight with your primary opponent. And I think that what you want to do is use that stage to introduce yourself to a wider audience, increase your name ID, and a good way to do that is just to talk about what your presidency would look like, what you stand for, and what's wrong with the current president. And Republicans are hungry to hear from these candidates what they would do differently than the president. They're hungry to hear criticism of the president, and it's a good way to stand out.
What do we know about Huntsman? We know that he's a former ambassador to China. What can you tell us?
Well, he was in the middle of his second term as Utah governor when President Obama tapped him for that job. He's got a lot of personal charisma. He's sort of new, but he has a mixed record, and it depends on, you know, what Republican primary voters are looking for and how they respond to the Huntsman campaign. On the one hand, he's very conservative on fiscal issues and on the abortion issue. But on the other hand, he's considered moderate on civil unions and gay marriage. He's not for gay marriage, but he's very much in favor of civil unions. He also has a mixed record, if you're looking at it from a conservative point of view, on the environment, where he helped put Utah into a pact with other Western states that were concerned about global warming. And so it's sort of a mixed bag with him, and I find him very interesting in that regard. I think that the most interesting thing about him is that he wants to, at least so he says, run a campaign that doesn't really criticize anybody by name and tries to take the high road. And I don't believe that campaigns that take the high road can be successful. The candidates maybe can take the high road, but if he does that, the only way his campaign can really be in the game at the end is if his campaign operatives are busy taking the low road, if you will, because you have to run a sharp contrast. And the way you do that is to have negative campaigning to go along with your positive campaigning. So we'll have to see how his campaign develops after it gets off the ground next week.
David Drucker is the fine reporter for Roll Call. I always check that out every morning. David, thanks so much for your time.
Anytime. Thank you.